You are listening to Losing Weight with ADHD, the podcast to help you discover solutions to well-being, improved health, and sustainable weight loss with ADHD. If you're a woman with ADHD who is tired of trying every diet and weight loss program with no lasting success, I understand exactly where you are, and I want to help you to finally see the change you deserve. I'm your host, Jennifer Watts, an accountant turned nutrition and life coach with ADHD myself. Once I discovered the connections between ADHD and my lifelong struggle with weight, I was finally able to make lasting change in a way that felt great. If you want to do the same, then let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode, which I'm recording on a Wednesday night again, even though I said I wouldn't. I said I was really going to do it early this week, and I didn't. But that's okay. I just do better when I have that pressure. This is very classic when I look back on my life. But anyhow, and I really hope this is all going to work. I've been having like really weird technology things happening to me today, but I think I'm going to be okay. All right. So today, what I want to talk about is freedom. So freedom in your weight loss with ADHD, which is kind of, you're probably thinking like, what does that even mean? What does that have to do with anything? And this came about because of a book that I was listening to. It's called 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan, I think. Anyhow, what I'm talking about or thinking about in terms of freedom is freedom from things as well as freedom to. So freedom from and freedom to. So, for example, if you're talking about freedom from, maybe freedom from the constraints of like a diet that you know isn't working for you. Like you would want freedom from that, but you would also want freedom to try out new things and try to figure out what works for you. But you could talk about it in a more sort of granular way, like freedom from eating things you don't like because you're trying to, like, say you think, oh, I've got to get a certain amount of protein, so I'm eating like a whole bunch of egg whites and I don't really like egg whites. Like, you freedom from that type of stuff, but also like freedom to incorporate maybe a food that you love that you thought you've always thought of as forbidden. But when I think about freedom, I think for me in the course of my life, when it comes to all of the weight stuff, the dieting, the trying to change and all of that, the bigger freedom that I think of is really freedom from just that. Like freedom from that trapped feeling of being in this cycle of emotional eating or stress eating or binge eating, or just freedom from thinking about it all the time and worrying about it and all that type of stuff. So there's so many forms of this freedom from or freedom to. But that's really what I think we are after in this whole, the whole scheme of things is freedom. But this is what they talked about in this book that really got me thinking about this, is they were talking about it in terms of like entrepreneurs and stuff and, you know, having big ideas and making change in their lives and their businesses and stuff. But they are saying that what you are after is freedom and not license. So like you're not looking for for example, if you think of it in terms of food and stuff, you're not wanting like a license to have a free-for-all all the time. You want freedom to choose what works for you. But what they were saying is that it also means that if you want to have freedom for yourself, you have to want the same for other people. So other people have to be entitled to freedom as well. So you can't really impose your own freedoms and successes on other people, because that would mean that they don't have freedom. And this isn't like, I'm not talking about this in like a negative way, like you must do what I'm doing and that's how you'll be free. Like, I don't mean it like that, but I think sometimes, like when you think something has really worked for you, you want other people to do it too, because you're excited and it worked and everything. But actually, you know, other people have the freedom to find the thing that works well for them. I don't know if that makes sense, but, the other example I thought of was religion, and I'm not a religious person, but it's kind of like if you have the freedom of, you know, participating in and being a part of this, you know, organized religion or whatever that means so much to you and that works in your life, that also means that other people are entitled to the freedom of the religion that works for them. It doesn't mean you get to tell other people that your religion is the one. I don't know. Maybe this isn't the best example because that could sound political. I don't mean it that way at all. I'm just saying that, like, the freedom in all of these aspects is really what can help you to create and live the life that you want. But we also want to have freedom for other people as well. So, yeah, I mean, that's the example that comes to mind is really with diets. And I think this is how a lot of, like, programs and stuff get started, is that somebody will, you know, they'll be really excited and they're well-intentioned because they had success with a certain diet, whatever it was. And then they just really want that for other people too. So they, to them, of course they've got blinders on and they think that's the one right way to do it. And, but the problem with that is that, like, when you're on the receiving end of it, you can start to think that too, like, oh, that's how I'm going to do it. That's the right way to do it. And anything that, you know, sort of doesn't follow that exact path is not the right way. And that can really block us from finding the way that works for us. I feel like this is sounding very meta, but let me see if I can explain this a little more thoroughly. So, you know, for us with ADHD, when it comes to, you know, how our minds work, when it comes to if we're pursuing weight loss, the idea of freedom can be a little bit scary because, you know, we kind of work well with structure, right? Not like rigid rules or anything like that, but with structure and maybe like loose guidance. I always like to say loose guidance because we don't want to be told what to do. But we also, especially at the start, I find like when you, if you just start with a blank slate, it can be really overwhelming and scary. And then you just kind of like don't do anything. So if you think about freedom from that perspective, it's kind of scary for a lot of us. So, you know, the way that our minds work, it's good to have a little bit of structure and guidance kind of at the start. But ultimately, what you want to do is be able to figure out what works for you personally. Because it's so easy and it's not really our fault to naturally think that there's some right, one right way out there. And maybe we just haven't found it yet, or we just haven't tried the right diet. We haven't tried the right program. But ultimately, like, we are all so different. Emotionally, psychologically, physically, our bodies are all different. We react to foods differently. We, you know, our metabolisms are different. There's so many variables. And so there really is not one right way to do it. The goal is for us to find what is our right way to do it. And another point to this is that you don't need to justify whatever it is that is your right way to do things. Because, you know, with all of these different options out there, we've sort of been conditioned to think that way, like we have to justify what we're doing because we're kind of stuck in these constraints of what we should be doing, which is, I know, is a very like diet culture thing, but it's also just, you know, it's the way that so many things operate. And it's sort of like we kind of try to fit it into a box. Like for me, I think of the example of like tracking my food, like using like MyFitnessPal or something like that. Sometimes I do that. Like sometimes I'll go for, you know, sometimes it's only like a week or sometimes it's longer. But I used to feel so bad, like either way, like, oh, I can't tell people that I track my food sometimes because they're going to think that means I'm not like, I'm not following my hunger cues. But then there's other people that I'm like, oh, I can't tell them that I don't track sometimes because, well, the only way you'll be in a calorie deficit is if you track your food. And like, there's so many messages out there that I feel like no matter what I'm doing it wrong. But I still to this day would sometimes feel bad about tracking my food now and then. But here's the thing. I now know myself well enough and I have tried so many things and paid attention to what works for me. And I know that I go through periods where, you know, especially if maybe I'm more stressed out or that I just have a lot more on my plate. in life that it's not as easy for me to hear my body cues or pay attention to that or be organized and plan things well. So I can't really count on just being able to follow what I feel. And so I accept that. And I know that in times like that, if I still want to stay, you know, on the path of my goal of weight loss, that, you know, tracking my food might be helpful in a time period like that. And I'm okay with that. I accept that because I know that that works for me in some periods of my life. And that actually gives me freedom because it enables me to keep working towards my goals in a way that works for me at the time, adapting to what's going on in my life. It's like a freedom and an ability. And like, if you hear me say that, like that I track my food sometimes and it bugs you a little bit, I would ask myself why that bugs you if that was me. Because maybe like you, without really realizing it, might impose your own thoughts of what's right on other people. And we do this so naturally. It's not a bad thing, but it's something that we kind of have to pay attention to that we're doing. I know, like, this totally makes me think of when I used to work at an accounting firm that I used to work at. So this is probably like, I don't know, 12 or 13 years ago. And I remember there was somebody else that I worked with who was sort of at the same level as me. And he had decided that he only wanted to work 4 days a week instead of five. And so he brought it to management. Like, well, we were in management, but he brought it up to the higher level, to the partners, and started negotiating about how he could start to work 4 days a week instead of five. And they started to make these accommodations for him. And he was still getting the same amount of work done, but he was only working 4 days a week. And I remember thinking, like, how dare he? Like, I just thought, like, what do you think? You can just, like, walk in here and make your own rules? Like, what is this? Like, I've done my time. Like, how come you can just walk in here and suddenly think you can just work 4 days a week? And it really bugged me. And now I look back and I know why. And it's because, like, I was so, like, in my own, you know, assumption of like the structure of how things work. Like, this is just how you have to do it. And I'd been such a rule follower, and which I know was like an ADHD thing, because it's like a way to put constraints on myself to actually be able to function. So this thought of like just asking for like a different structure for yourself was just so beyond me. And I totally like felt negatively towards him. But now I can look back on that and be like, that's amazing that he did that. And I, you know, wish I would have had the forethought or the confidence to do something like that. But at the time I was like, oh, what is he doing? And so I think that's kind of like what we can do sometimes with people doing other things. Like, I know, like, maybe if you have always thought like, oh, you can only eat these certain foods, or you have to restrict yourself in this way, and then you see somebody losing weight who like eats cake all the time, you'd be like, what are they doing? That's just so ridiculous. But is it ridiculous, or is that just what works for them? It's really interesting. It's just, I find it so funny in this whole process, not funny, but like really interesting to kind of watch my own reactions to things. Because yeah, everybody goes about it differently. And it actually, I mean, I know it's like none of my business, but I'm always very curious. And so, but yeah, it's just interesting to see how we react to other people kind of finding their own freedoms. So anyways, when it comes to finding your freedom, when it comes to weight loss, one thing that's really great about us as ADHDers is that we are so creative. You know, we come up with solutions that other people don't think of. And we do so well with things when we have, you know, input into what we're going to do. as opposed to just like straight up being told what to do. So there's so many little things that, you know, you might feel initially like, yeah, but I have ADHD and it's like some of these things are so hard. So that this idea of finding my own way is like scary, but also you have a lot of skills and natural ability that's going to make this like really kind of a cool project for yourself. So, you know, you can absolutely find your own way, and it might not look like anybody else's. And that's a good thing, because it's kind of like that whole like concept of, you know, we all want to get to the same solution, but we take our own route or own route. What's the right word? What's the right way to say that? I'm like, which one's the very Canadian way to say it? Route, route? I don't know. Anyways, what I mean by that is that, you know, kind of going back to that whole like math class when you're a kid, and it's like you can solve the problem, but maybe you solve it in a different manner than everybody else. And it doesn't help to be told like you must take this step to solve it. You can solve it in your own way and get to the same end, the same, you know, solution by taking your own path. And so that's kind of the same thing I'm talking about here with your freedom in weight loss, is that as an ADHDer, you are creative and you come up with solutions and you can totally have your own input and your own autonomy in figuring out the right path for yourself. And it's okay if you need help and support to kind of get going and to feel like you can rein yourself in when you're experimenting with things. I just don't want it to feel like it's a scary thing. But that freedom can really be the key to you finding the way that works for you, and that you're going to feel invested in, that you're going to feel committed to, and that you can really stick with it and feel good about it. Ugh, I just get excited because I just want that for everybody. And it can also change to like in different seasons of your life. But anyhow, if you need somebody to grant you permission, because I know sometimes I'm like this where I'm like, what? I can just do that? I can just do it the way that works for me. I don't have to like follow a strict plan. What? If you need permission, then I grant you permission. You can totally have your own way of doing things. And it's the best way, because the right diet is the diet that you'll stick to. And I know diet's such a loaded word, but really all it means is a pattern of eating. Just find the way that works for you. And I know that sounds flippant, but really, because it is kind of a lot of work to get there, but you totally can. Yeah, and that's all I really had to say about freedom. But it kind of ties in with my whole program that I've started, my group program, my membership called The Anchor, because that is so much of what I want for people is freedom. And having a space where you can ask questions, you can get coaching, you can connect with other people that are kind of in the same place as you. And I don't have like a prescriptive, you know, diet plan in there. There's no meal plan. There's no like follow all these steps. For sure, I'm going to have guidance in there, and I'm creating a really good course to go in there, detailing out my calm method. But in the meantime, that is what I really want in there, is for people to find their freedom and do it together. Because when you have other people that you're, you know, connecting with, as much or as little as you want to, by the way, that can be super helpful with all those types of things. So I'll put the link again below, or not below. It's like I think I'm in a YouTube video or something. I will put the link in the show notes, but also just go to my Instagram page and you can find all the info you want about it. And I would love for you to join up in there. Anyhow, I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Losing Weight with ADHD podcast. If you are ready to make lasting change in your life, please head over to my Instagram at jenniferwatts.ca, where you can connect with me and find all the tools and tips you need. From there, you can also access my free guide of the Calm Method for Weight Loss with ADHD, or book a free call with me. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out, especially if you have anything you would like to hear about on the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review so the show can continue to spread this message. Until next time.